Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
That face. That's the I'm gonna hit the button face.
I also have been carrying around this backpack.
You could be living out of it.
I could. I basically am. Because, so you guys.
Hey, jokes. Guess what? Remember last week?
When I was like, next time we talk, I'm going to be so happily moved.
And we were like, come rob Brooke because she has so much money on her.
All of her money. You guys, I'm not living in that apartment because we were moving in and the owner decided she didn't want me to live there.
Move in.
Specifically me.
Yeah, specifically targeted
at Brooke. She met me and was like, this person is trash.
Apparently. And then sent a very aggressive email. So they were like, hey, guess what? We're not going to live in this apartment anymore.
She was like, I was thinking about pulling the lease. And we were like, if this is what this year is going to be like,
yeah,
pull the lease, bitch.
Pull it. You don't want to be like, okay, so we're definitely moving again in a year because that just sucks.
Also, we found...
unless you have to.
We found the listing online and it says that it's not furnished.
And it's fully furnished. They were told they could take furniture out and then the owner met Brooke last week and was like, oh no, this all has to stay here.
Especially not you.
Not only that, but she brought plants for them to take care of, like they're house sitters for a year.
I want to poop in the plants.
Poop in the plants.
And then she was also like, the washer dryer in unit that advertised that you're so excited about, I don't think it works and I'm not going to guarantee it. So if you want to replace it, you can, but I'm not. Yeah. And we were like, what?
Too good to be true. It was too good to be true.
Yeah.
You dodged a bullet in the long run, but like, what a fucking nightmare.
So my furniture is in the shell of my old apartment, along with miscellaneous pots and pans. Does anybody need an air conditioner? I'm selling one. Also a giant microwave. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I'm leaving this air conditioner in this apartment. So like, I will sell it to you for cheap. You just have to like, I know it's not a market anymore.
Nope.
Season's over.
But I'd still take it for next year, potentially.
Yeah. That one, yes. But yes. My like window unit also.
Oh, yeah. Someone will buy that.
So I have to like go to the new old apartment and get clothes and then go. But I also have no internet at either.
Because that's a nightmare.
Because I was responsible.
God, imagine living without the internet. But actually.
It's like fine. But the thing that all I want to do is like go into my own, my space.
Yes.
Cry.
Yes.
Order in dinner and watch the OC. But you know what I can't do?
Any of those.
Well, I can do all of them except the last one. Except my
space
is split between two places. I have a bed.
And one of them you're like terrified to do anything in because they're going to assess for damages.
I don't want to even be in it.
No. Bad
And also
karma.
I like didn't pack for like a real move.
No.
Because I moved all of it by, it's just. Because
you were moving like two blocks so you didn't have to.
Which I still like am. I hopefully the new place that we are applying for in this moment is also very close. And
right.
If I like, I can take a few Ubers.
Right.
Or rent a car.
Right.
Because I feel like I'm not going to be like, hey, because I have like suitcases that like don't close.
Oh, yeah.
Because I just moved them in a car. So I'm not going to be like, mover, good luck. But we are definitely getting movers.
Good. So anyway, a little excitement shows you how fast things can change.
Life is but a
whirlwind,
ever-changing
fucking tornado.
Twister of fate.
That's it. Twister of fate.
Twister of fate?
Yeah.
But we're not here to talk about my plight.
Kind of we are.
We always are.
We're always here to talk
this
about
podcast
various
is
plights.
Just what if we just revealed at the end it was all.
There's no such thing as Sex in the City and we've been scamming you and the American people and the people of the world for
the
years.
The American people have much bigger problems.
That's extremely true.
I'm doing this very exciting.
All of them. All of the problems.
Reading tomorrow.
Oh, that's fun.
Where I get to, we're highlighting the problems.
Oh, is it the one you did
yeah.
already once?
Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah.
I love that.
I'm excited about it.
As you should be.
It's going to be a great distraction.
Mm-hmm. Anything that's a good distraction in moments of like crisis are good.
But it's weird. I've hit that zen point.
Mm-hmm. You weren't even that crazed on Monday when I saw you.
I'm just so like.
We were going to record emergency record on Monday. And I was like, hang on. Your apartment just fell through. We're not recording. We're drinking alcohol.
I texted Kyle last night after like looking and not finding. And we almost looked at this place, but I didn't want to live there. Mm-hmm. And Alex did because the unit is great. But I was like, I don't want to live in this area.
Yeah.
And so we were fighting.
A little stress.
And I texted Kyle and Johnny and I was like, I'm coming over. Will you drink? And Kyle was like, yeah, do you have like wine or beer? And I said, I'm bringing bourbon.
Fuck yeah.
So I'm
not messing around.
So I did. And I Good. Drank bourbon.
Good.
And I got a sandwich.
Yes.
And let's talk about sex, baby.
Let's talk about you and me. Yeah, let's
and
do that.
Carrie. Well, hi.
This is a silly one. Hi.
Hi, Bridget.
Hey, Brooke.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to
Splat,
the podcast.
Where me, Bridget.
And me, Brooke.
Talk about Sex in the City.
20 years later.
And 10 years younger.
Bam.
Backwards, but correct.
Yeah, we switched it up a little.
We just like to keep you guessing.
Keep you on your toes.
I know the intro of this podcast is the favorite thing in all of your weeks, so you're welcome.
This one was a pretty well put together, I'd say.
Yeah.
Oh, decent. You know a funny thing I did the other day?
Tell me.
I was debating whether or not to go to a flywheel class.
Mm-hmm.
Decided I don't want to go to this flywheel class.
Mm-hmm.
Ate an edible.
Mm-hmm.
Got texted by a friend that they wanted to do the flywheel class. So I was like,
oh no. See, you were going to see.
Okay. Wet. Forgot I had eaten edible.
Got high in the middle of exercising.
Right.
Yes, ma'am.
I was like, oh my God. Just like
I can't
believe
you forgot.
Well, I forgot, but then I remembered right before. I was like, this is going to be an intense 45 minutes. And it was.
Probably in a great way, though.
Oh my God. Of all the exercises to do, like under the influence of like a state altering substance.
Yep.
I would say that flywheel is the best because you're clipped in. You cannot hurt fall.
No.
Unless you're like ridiculous.
Also once you're in the zone, like you're in the zone. So I feel like it's easier to, like if you got really stoned and then tried to start exercising, that would be different. But I feel like doing it and then getting high.
And the music, it's so music based. Yeah. I was like,
Sounds like an LA franchise that probably already exists, honestly.
Mm-mm. Or fly or stone spinning.
Yeah. That's great. Stone spinning. This is a weird episode. We were just talking before it started, like none of them are in it. None of them have a real storyline.
But it's very ploppable.
It's very ploppable.
And very relevant.
Yes, extremely relevant. It's like discussing something that I think has since become even more discussed and even more a part of popular culture, which is
the fuck buddy.
Fuck buddy. And the whole kind of concept around that, which is like the blurred lines of what's dating, what's not. And if you have a fuck buddy, like how much do you actually want from them? And like, what are your deal points? Because it's different for everyone. And trying to negotiate that.
I recently
encountered.
I've been dabbling in it. I mean, although not really, it hasn't been. It's been
no,
like
you are.
It's sporadic.
Yeah, but it counts.
Sure.
But you're in the best kind of position for this, where you're like certain that's all you want, and there aren't emotions involved, and you have all the power.
Well, what I have is like the definition Samantha gives.
Yes.
Or whomever gives it.
Yeah. Oh, I have my qualms with Samantha in this one. Not about her plot, because her plot's funny, but about things she says.
Her
it's view. A weird episode.
I also find that this episode, like this, which I think is cool actually, that like the stereotypical reactions of women and the stereotypical reactions of men are sometimes flipped.
Yeah, they do a good job.
They do a good job.
Yeah. I think it's literally called The Fuck Buddy, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
In when it was syndicated, it was called something different. I'm going to look it
up. The Sex Pal.
The Sex Pal or something. So Carrie, it begins with Carrie running into
Guess.
Skipper.
I could not believe it.
I was like,
oh, hello. We brought him back.
I love Skipper.
Sweet Skip. And he's talking about how, like, he just got dumped, and then before that he was dumped, and before that he was dumped, and before that he was dumped, and it's all these, like, beautiful women telling him that they want different things than he wants.
So it's interesting what I was just talking about. Mm-hmm. This, like, monologue these women are all giving, I just want to focus on my career, I don't know what I'm looking for, is, like, textbook fuckboy.
Right, it's textbook, or textbook, like, men who, like, won't commit.
It's, this is usually, like, what men say.
And poor little tender Skipper is in the stereotypically feminine position with all these women.
Yeah.
And he, like, clearly isn't as, doesn't have as high powered a job as any of these women, which also echoing Miranda, there you go. Because they all, you know, they follow his type of, like, power women.
And they're like, I just want to, and he's like, we both want the same thing, to get to know you better.
Yeah, one of the women was like, I need to spend more time with myself. And that's his response, which is very
funny. Then Miranda's giving the speech with, like, the least amount of enthusiasm.
Yeah. So Skipper's complaining to Carrie, and they've gone through this monologue list of all these women. Excuse me.
Oh, and Miranda keeps wearing, her hair gets, like, more dyed every episode.
Yeah, it's weird. And sometimes it's, like, not a flattering color.
And then they keep putting her in, like, red hair, like, no.
I don't know why they insist on dressing her in red.
And her hair is like blood red.
Yeah.
Like, it looks like someone.
Sometimes it's like fire engine red. Sometimes it's like
orange.
Yeah. Sometimes it's that, like, really brassy in between. But yes, it looks like blood. Delicious.
Blood.
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 No funny. No funny.
So poor Skippy.
And this, so Skipper presents the idea, the overarching theme of patterns.
Patterns, aka patterns of who we're attracted to or who we sexually engage with.
Mm-hmm. Who do we seek out as a partner, both sexually and emotionally?
So Miranda's seeing a guy who is fucking insufferable.
Awful. And he's described as an anger professional.
Or something along those lines. But he's like the most angry, brash white dude.
He's like, why did I go to the movie? Just spend all that money on the movie and then also pay the money on the popcorn. He's like, babe, you're okay. You can afford it. But also, calm down.
He's just never happy, it seems. And Miranda,
for the first time, is like a light of positivity.
Yeah, which is funny.
It's weird.
She's also, except for when Steve, when that one episode where she was so cute with Steve.
Oh, yeah. We shall not speak.
We shall not until he comes back and I can be vindicated.
If he does come back.
Okay.
So this guy's like, you can't get a cab downtown from there. You have to do uptown. And she's like, okay, I've gotten a cab before.
And before he doesn't give her a chance. He just turns around and hails one himself. And he's like, get in. So
I hate
begs
this
the
guy.
Question, why the fuck has she entertained any of this thus far?
Because.
Well, but she doesn't know it until they're in bed.
Well, because she doesn't like being ordered around, but you know where she does like being ordered around?
In the bed sheets, as we always call it.
yes. Join me in the bed sheets.
So he orders her, which is also funny because I think often there's a stereotype that people are different in real life than they are in bed. That it's like the people you'd never expect to who are the ones who are like kinky or are into XYZ or the quiet ones are.
Which I think might be true.
I do too, but this guy is just an aggressive asshole the whole way through.
Yeah, it's just like how their personality quirks can translate into the bedroom.
Right.
I've actually been thinking about this because there's someone I have my eye on, and I've been wondering what he would be like in bed. And
as you do when you have your eye on someone.
And I'm like, I honestly don't know.
Well, sometimes I just think about this randomly with friends. Not in a weird way, but you're like, if you have friends who are dating and then you have one at one point or another, you have a moment where you're like, oh my God, those people have a sex life. And then you're like, oh my God, what is that like?
Yeah. And like when you hear about people who have like had threesomes, oh my God.
We had some good multiple stories out of our college.
Like we made a whole game about it. Not me and Bridget.
No, God, no.
But like of people that we know who have partaken. But Kyle and I were talking that night that we stayed out till 4 a.m., which we didn't need to do. But we were talking about what a threesome with me, Kyle, and one other person would be like. Because, you know, it's come up. And we decided that it would actually be awful because it would become about me.
Wait, sorry, me, you, and Kyle?
No. Me, Kyle, and a third person.
Oh, good. Okay, good. I just zoomed out and then just assumed I was being inserted into it for no reason. So let's go back to anonymous third. Thank you. Yep.
I don't know if you booked it.
No, I definitely didn't. That's clear.
Well, we talked about a couple options, but We were talking about it in just in general. And we decided that we thought we would be too competitive, that it would become less about like an experience. It would be about which of the two of us could
That's
like
really funny.
Make the
Do
third
it better.
Person. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we decided.
That kind of makes sense to me, actually, thinking about your dynamic. Because you're coming at it from a friendship dynamic and like a goofy like wrestling friendship.
I just feel like we would be like, no, no.
Nope. My turn.
I'm going to do this.
Let me blow your
like,
world.
Like, who do you want more first?
Yeah.
Or first more.
Which I think, like, when you draw back and, like, make bigger is kind of a concept that, like, is hard for a lot of people in threesomes.
Of course.
Especially if it's, like.
Do you think, back to the, on track.
Yeah, sure.
Do you think that you are perceived differently? Like, what do you know what I'm trying to ask?
Yeah, I don't know. I
feel like.
I don't know. I'm like, the thing is, I don't think I have like a very developed like sexual personality. Mm-hmm, like I'm fairly, mm-hmm. I was having a conversation about this recently, like in the scope of the world, like I'm pretty vanilla.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean I don't want to try stuff, haven't tried stuff, or I'm like not actively like figuring that out. Because
there are
that's
some sprinkles on that cone.
Like three. Like someone got half it. But it's not that I'm like closed to it at all. I just either haven't developed it or haven't like found the things that are like my kinks or whatever it is. But so I don't know what it is, like what I would tell people I'm even like in bed, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I feel like I think people can safely assume that I'm what I'm like.
Yeah, I probably match up with whatever people's idea of me is because it's not that radical, but I don't know.
I don't know either. Similar question.
That I had not a good answer for.
Yeah. No, that was great.
Oh, thank you.
Do you think you have patterns?
I was going to ask you the same thing.
Ooh.
Patterns of people you hook up with. Well, this was a really interesting one because it reminded me of like an early episode where we realized we kind of have a fundamental difference in the way we think about college, and that you knew a ton of people who actively dated each other and were in relationships, and I knew almost no one who did that.
Right.
So like my perception and memory of college was that it was basically everyone doing what happens in this episode on some level or another. Of course, there were people who like made it out of that or like did date each other. But overwhelmingly, it was like people trying to negotiate various levels of like fuck buddy relationships. And so I was like, well, so technically I have a string of these, but the only real connection between them is kind of like straight theater guys who like I probably gave too much time and attention to in the moment,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So it's hard for me to like pick it out and be like, my pool was so small because basically I only did
but
that
did
at
you
college.
Find that there was like a personality trait? For example, I like an emotionally closed off, like wounded seeming. Mm. I like to call them ogres.
Sure, that's sexy.
I like to call, well, it, me and my, I don't know what even to call her, friend.
Yeah.
I have Princess Fiona syndrome. So what I think I'm going to be able to do is like save them and change them and fix them and peel back the layers.
Right, right.
Which like I am very adept at.
I believe that. I've seen it in action.
You've seen it in action. I love to do that. But but it also, it always ends up with me finding like a very like, it doesn't make for a long relationship, which is ironic because I ended up dating someone for like majority of college.
Much time. Yeah. Well,
much time.
I would say many hours. I would say that, humor is a big one for me and like people who I can banter with. 'Cause you know, when you're texting someone, like you either have good banter or you don't, you know, like they're either the kind of person who like gets you and will roll with it, or they're like, what, when you say something and you're like, oh, I'm not interested.
But sometimes a good text banter does not translate to a good human banter.
That is definitely true. So maybe just in a bigger sense than just texting, that was just an example, but like banter is really huge for me. Like
me too.
Like if I have to pinpoint a personality type I'm into, you know, or that I would be like, especially if you're doing this, like seeing someone at parties or out socially, like it has to be someone who matches up with that social energy I put out, I think.
Yeah. Great. Thanks.
A very boring answer.
No, stop it.
I don't know. I feel like I'm not hitting the marks on these. Whatever. There are no marks.
There are no marks. So you know what we need to talk about?
Yes. Tell me.
The hat. Hoodie comes.
She does it in this episode.
Combination. I didn't realize it was this episode.
I'm so happy.
So Miranda shows up with a rain. It's like a overcast day in the park.
She's wearing a bucket hat
over a hood that's on her head.
Yeah, it's really an unbelievable outfit.
I
for
wonder
many reasons.
If there was something with her hair. Maybe she was doing wit. Maybe, maybe this was when Miranda, fucking Miranda, when Cynthia Nixon was doing wit, and that's why her hair looks so crazy because it's a wig, and she's wearing this crazy outfit because
maybe they just had to
bald.
Throw her into something. Oh, interesting. It does she look looks, like she has little wispies, you know, but
I'm gonna,
who knows? We're going to figure this out. And Carrie's wearing like a fucking Swedish milkmaid outfit.
Carrie is wearing a giant knit poncho. Take it off only to reveal a beer maid outfit.
Literally, yeah. Like corset, everything.
And then like Samantha's dressed in like a sensible cardigan.
Also, they're having a picnic in the park, which is hilarious because what they're eating is like tea and cookies, which I can't imagine any of them eating in any circumstance that's not a picnic in the park. You know, they were like, what things can we give them for them to
and
eat?
In, like,
they have literal teacups too. Anyway, so it leads into this conversation about
patterns.
Well, because Miranda's like, I hate him in real life, but I love this thing that he does when it's in bed, which very real. There are some things that like can be delicious when you're in the bed sheets and not when you're in the non-bed
streets.
But they like really call Charlotte out in this conversation. Mm-hmm. They're like, you pick a guy. You wait for someone to take you on the perfect date. And then the minute it happens, you extrapolate this huge fantasy world and then it falls apart because you can't.
Is this about Charlotte? I was like, this is a good friendship, though, that they're able to be like, this is the thing you do. These are the patterns you do.
Well, that's what I mean. I love that it's a moment of them like really calling a friend out, you know?
So Wit, starring Cynthia Nixon, was in 2012. So I'm
oh good.
Couldn't be more wrong.
Oh, amazing. So like we said, so something I really like is that they call Charlotte out in a real way. Like they know each other very well. And when we have these moments of them like going in on each other, it's nice because it reminds me of like the real conversations that I have with my friends. Yeah. And Samantha's like, if things are complicated with this guy and you hate him in real life, limit it to just sex, which I was like, yes. I think that's the hard thing is when
she makes
the lines clear.
And Miranda's like making excuses for him.
And they're also like, oh, that's a healthy relationship. And
no,
it's like,
she says that. Miranda does.
Right. Making fun of it. Making fun of Samantha. And it's like, well, no, actually, I mean, if your understanding is that it's just about sex, that is healthier than like hating someone who, because.
I love this sass between
tolerate
Samantha.
Tolerate it.
I don't have a pattern. In math, randomness is considered a pattern.
Yes. And I'm what they call a prime number.
Some math jokes.
Just what you want in your Sex in the City, honestly. It made me laugh.
And Miranda's like, babe, you have an obvious pattern. It's like, it's really interesting.
Yeah. And so after they call her out too, after they call Charlotte out, Carrie says, are you asking Charlotte to juggle? Which made me laugh because they were like, try multiple men instead of one man and waiting for your fantasy. Like, you have to date around. You have to make it work.
She like pensively eats a cookie. She's like, could I?
And she says, and then you won't feel so disappointed when the one thing blows up. And they're not, you know, they're insightful into each other's lives.
And Samantha's like, you know what? None of us can afford to fall into this one man at a time pattern.
But Samantha has no men at a time right now.
Yeah.
But what she does have is neighbors who have very loud sex.
Are we there already?
At the end of this conversation. So Carrie wonders as she does, if we are conditioned to repeat unconscious relationship patterns. So
Which
this
I think
is,
in a way that we are.
I do. Well, here's an example. My two relationships that I've had followed almost identical timelines. One of them has since way outlasted and been like very different, of course. But like when I was in Ireland, I've talked about this how many times on this podcast, none of you are surprised, but it was like the same setup that had happened the year before because I knew I was only in Ireland for a year. Mm-hmm. So I started dating someone with an end, with like all this stuff set up, knowing it wasn't going to be a forever. And it followed like timeline wise very closely to what had happened the year before. Mm-hmm. So like, sometimes patterns happen unconsciously, even if you're not trying to, which is what unconscious means.
I don't know if I've like dated enough to have a pattern because
those are my two also. So if you can call two a pattern, then
hey,
there you go. Dream big.
Dream Mr. Big. No. I don't think I have a pattern. Do you think I have a pattern?
I don't think so. Not in your relationships.
No, I have other patterns.
Yeah.
Tell me out. Call me out.
Polka dots. plaid. A good gingham. That dress.
I love a good
You'd
gingham.
You'd love a good gingham. Ba-dum-tsh. And we have some randos.
Interviews with randos.
Talking about how
this woman's
their
voice,
patterns.
The second woman's voice, I think is so funny.
And some lusty assholes who treat me like shit.
And also what she says rings, I felt, was like, oh.
Rings pretty
same.
True. Sometimes the randos really have it.
I just think it's so funny. I was like, oh.
There's like a teenager who says, I only date women with Sony PlayStations.
When I was in high school, breasts. I convinced a boy that loved me that I didn't like back that maybe I
Did he buy you a PlayStation
or something?
He
bought me a Wii.
Yeah, that's right.
I was such a cunt in high school.
That's wild.
But I'm so cute. No one was ever like, Brooke.
I wonder if we would have been friends in high school.
I was pretty much the same. I just like sense. Didn't own how much of a bitch I am.
Right.
My friend Larry over the weekend was like, you're nice. You don't do that. And I was like.
The weird hand gesture you just made. You're nice.
You're nice. And I was like.
She's frowning concernedly.
Thank you for thinking that. I think I perform nice.
Yeah, you aren't not nice.
I'm not not nice, but I'm not not.
Not nice.
Not nice.
Have you ever listened to Watsky?
No. What's that?
He's amazing, and I'm going to play him for you later.
Okay.
But he literally has a line that's like, but it was not nice. That's just what that just made me think of.
So.
Samantha is masturbating, which...
Well, she wasn't before.
She wasn't. Sorry, I jumped again. She was listening to Sex Through Her Window.
Her neighbors were having loud sex, and she was like, if you can't beat them, beat them.
Which,
or if you can't join them,
beat
them. Beat
them.
Well, I just get the pun.
Oh, me too. I didn't understand that one.
I was like, why are they saying that like that?
Funny play on words. Didn't understand.
Didn't
it was
either.
So swish. Amazing.
You guys, you're coming on this journey with us.
Right with us.
So, Carrie...
That's it. That's just, you know, that's Samantha's whole plot line.
Whole
for this
plot.
Show. Although I must say, I love every time they bring up women masturbating. I love it. I love that it was on TV in 2001, whatever.
This is 1999. But I will say that I was looking at the air date today, and this one aired on September 5th, and we're only like 2 weeks ahead.
Oh, whoa. That's fun. Yeah. Yeah, in my head, we jumped a lot further ahead, but really, we're only in the second season.
We're on
season
the 14th episode of the second season.
Everybody, you're here for the long haul.
We just lost 6 listeners.
Yep.
So Carrie's like, I'm falling into my patterns, eating greasy Chinese food, sleeping until noon.
And then she calls
her fuck buddy.
Her fuck buddy, who we met in the first episode. Who she, when she's trying to be like a
that's
man.
That's him.
That's him. Isn't it? Am I crazy?
I don't know. I thought that it was.
Well, he's like a weird knockoff Job, which is weirder now that we've had Job, aka Will Arnett, on the show. So when he came back, I was like, wait, do I know him? Does he remind me? He's from the first episode.
Is
I think
he?
So.
Okay.
So he.
I thought he was.
So if it's him, which I'm going to, without checking anything, stake my reputation on it, say
think,
it's him.
I don't think that I'm going to check.
Because he's a pattern for her then also. In the first episode, she's trying to be more like a man. And so she has sex with this guy. She meets him in a bar.
No,
and
she knows him.
She knows him. Sorry. She sees him again in a bar. She's like, this is a guy who I've done this with for, I think his name's Billy even.
I'm lucky.
This is a guy who she's done this with for years.
And Stanford's like, bitch, no.
But she does it and then she dumps him, which he's not expecting. So I think when she calls him, because he's like, hey, how are you? Like they're old friends. I think it has to be. Kurt Harrington. Well done.
Bill Sage. Let's see. Let's see if Bill Sage booked episode.
Yeah. Is this him?
I don't think so.
Really? Because the storyline makes sense.
It does make sense. And I thought that it was too. And they do look suspiciously alike.
They do. If it's not, I need a side-by-side comparison because now I'm confused.
What's his name?
This guy's name?
It's not the same actor.
That is so fucking weird.
This is either Eric, Kevin, or John. I think it's John.
She
okay, wait, let's see.
Was beginning to fall into some familiar patterns of her own. Staying out till 3, sleeping till noon,
calling old friends
who would always be there for me when I was feeling.
I was wrong. McFadden. This is John McFadden, not
It's a different person?
It's a different person. They look alike. Well, Carrie has a type.
Okay, so Carrie clearly has a type.
Sorry for going on that journey with us.
Remember when I staked my reputation on something 30 seconds ago? It's now dashed to pieces.
And she's like, do you want to get a drink at my place? And she's like, 6? And he's like, 6:30.
I can't believe it's not this guy because they literally had the perfect setup to bring it back around.
No, because she didn't like that guy.
No, she didn't. But she, you know, it's using these
No,
easy
she
people
likes
for,
this guy.
Right.
So he comes
also
over.
An asshole. So she, we've never seen this guy before.
No.
Ever.
No.
Well, okay, that I'm going to skip over the next like 6 notes I wrote about how I liked that they were bringing a character. So Carrie gets a fuck buddy, which I'm really into, but I think
she
it's
like
clear
doesn't
from the
even
beginning.
Open the wine. Can I actually say, yeah. like, I feel like when I'm in.
Yeah, he comes in and they just start hooking up.
I haven't like really soberly, like, I feel like I would have to be drunk.
To hook up with someone who you just like booty called? Maybe. Yeah, it would have to be a really. I didn't have sex sober for like years. For the first like 3 years, I was had any kind of a sex life, which here we are, world. Here you go. But it's a hard thing to be like a young lady trying out in the world.
It's been a minute since I was sober.
Well, also when you're, again, my like very limited experience, which all took place in the guise of college. If you're not in a relationship with someone, that basically is going to happen from like going to a party. I mean, so this, kind of naturally you're set up to
this
be.
This is the first guy I've like really had like sex with more than once.
Do you want to know something crazy?
He's such a disgusting monster.
Yeah. But also like, would I pull that move on someone if they said that? Probably. If they were like, I've never had sex sober. And the next morning I'd be like. I hope you just keep you laughing at me because that's all I want is people to know you think I'm funny sometimes. Anyway. So
not the same character.
Yeah, kill me. But it is. It's
I'm
hard
sorry,
to. It's, you're still laughing at me doing that.
Just imagine like
I put my fingers together and just leaned back
like,
in my chair
like an evil villain who was just told that the bank was gonna be unguarded for 2 hours. She's like, oh, that's an opportunity to take.
Anyway, I'm sure that was as funny being explained to you as it was visually and in person. Yes.
Anyway,
so lines are blurry. And she is not a good person for communication, so you just know this is not going
to
go well.
So they have sex, and she, like, tries to connect with him because they don't talk except for these little booty calls. And she's like, how's your sister
doing?
And he's like, brother. And she's like, move to Mary. Yeah. And he's like, no, this place. And he's like, thanks for asking. And
then this is where the internet helps a lot because if you can, like, watch a Netflix or, like, do something with coffee,
I was like,
then you don't have to.
She has to call him.
Yeah.
You can't even text him and be like, hey, will you come
to
my...
You can't do a you up text.
You up text. They've gotten more on...
your personal
mine,
booty calls.
Mine, I was like, he was like, are you out and about?
You were like, yes, I'm skipping down Fifth Avenue right now.
I was like, that's so weird that you ask because I'm floating through the city. I was like, oh, I'm at a friend's house. And he was like, is that near where I live? And he said the neighborhood. And I was like, I literally went, cute try. Because I. Because
you called
I,
him on it. Yeah.
I will not.
Why not.
No, I just like, I won't go there.
Oh, no, no, no. Yeah. Sorry. Brooke will not, never, not ever
go
to Astoria.
I don't leave the boroughs for sex.
Hell no.
Unless.
There are millions of people here ready.
Why would
and willing.
I ever
Why would
need,
you need
to leave
to?
The island?
You can't ever need sex that badly. Remember Manhattan guy from that one episode who like wouldn't ever leave the city?
I think I would go to Brooklyn. Have I had sex in Brooklyn? I don't think I have. I
That's
haven't.
Crazy to me.
Why would I have sex in Brooklyn?
Wasn't there. Well, there was when you were dog sitting and there was the maybe hookup that was going to happen.
Almost
you almost
had sex
did. It's not out of the question.
It's not out of the question.
I don't.
I just,
listen,
I
was, I'm ready and waiting.
For my, you're for Kyle?
Kyle? The threesome none of us agreed to, shall we?
This is a weird episode.
It's super fucking weird. I hope you're all loving the hell out of it. It's a weird TV episode, so I think we're overcompensating.
Thanks.
And then the guy kisses her and leaves.
And no, but then she's like, she carries out.
She carries.
She carries out and is like, I mean, he's this great guy that's always been there. Wait. 9:45.
Yeah, perfect.
And then she asks him to dinner, and I wrote, no, Carrie.
Yeah, Carrie, what no, are you doing?
Don't try to date the fuck boy.
And here's the thing, like, try and date people if you want to date people. Please have a fuck buddy if you want a fuck buddy. But if you are pretending to have a fuck buddy and trying to date someone, you're the one who's going to get fucked over. You have to, it's so much communication
and
is
Samantha
needed.
And Samantha says it. She's like, babe, you cannot date your fuck
more
buddy.
Exercising together. I love it. They're friends working out together.
That's like literally 70% of my life.
Yeah, literally.
I'm so fit.
You're so fit. Agnes and I both decided not to go to the gym yesterday. I made brownies instead. And
Agnes
got obliterated and ate so many brownies.
Wait.
I know. I would have invited you, but there was no way you were going to come to Brooklyn for a night.
I would have.
I can do that literally whenever, because all fall, that's what I plan to do. Get obliterated, eat baked goods. And
Charlotte is like, a fuck buddy? I've never heard of such a thing before.
Even though we were discussing it. They are doing yoga. Brooke's soon to be teaching discipline. And the thing about this is just that it's like, yes, you have to be good communicators, as I was just saying, like between the two people. But you also, the place that I think that a lot of fuck buddy relationships break down is when you aren't talking to yourself.
Yeah.
Because if you're like, this is fine, this is great, and then you have any underlying like, but I wish I was dating them, but I'm secretly in love with this person, or yeah, but I'm developing feelings, and you like can't check in with yourself, then you have a fucking meltdown because your expectations and reality are never going to be lined up.
My favorite thing is, sorry, yes, I agree. You have to like, it has to truly be, you can't, if your person agrees to be a fuck buddy, there's a slim chance that they're going to want to date you.
No.
And that's just the hard truth.
Unless they're going through that crisis, which if you're on the other side, not feeling the same is also hard.
But then, yeah. Yeah. You guys just have to, honesty.
It's a hard fucking life when you're out here trying to fuck.
It's true.
It's true.
But
she's doing it.
Woo. I don't know if the fuck buddy life is for me, but not because I like the person that I have as a fuck buddy, just because I don't know.
Well, it's tiring. And also like sex is fun. I think sex is more fun when you know the person, or when you like feel comfortable asking, which for me doesn't happen unless I like really know the person well.
Yeah, it's nice. But Samantha, nope. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But mm-hmm. Miranda is like, my fuck buddy moved to Chicago. And Carrie was like, for what? And she like namaste and went, I have no idea. And I was like, bless her. She's it.
Blessed be. So although Charlotte, she's still seeing this terrible guy.
Awful. Charlotte decides to ask out a guy for the very first time.
To just time. Do it.
And the second I wondered of the episode, Carrie is about to go on a date with her fuck boy.
Well, she says this crazy thing where she says, I wondered if Charlotte could break her pattern and start asking out every man in Manhattan, why couldn't I start having a deeper relationship with a man I have shallow sex with? And I was like, here's why.
Tell me.
Because you wanted a fuck buddy, and now you're trying to turn him into a boyfriend.
Because this is why I think I'm Carrie.
Yeah.
I do love to turn a fuck boy into a boyfriend. But there's a difference between a fuck boy and a fuck buddy.
There's also a fuck buddy turning into a relationship naturally is something that happens. Mm-hmm. But if you have an agreement with someone where you're like on the same page about just having sex, and then you are secretly trying to like squirrel them into a relationship, it's not going to go well.
Yeah. So this guy doesn't even really believe, he like can't believe that she actually made plans.
She tells him also that she made sushi. Plans at a sushi restaurant, and he does this weird like, wow, okay, where you're like, is this about cunnilingus? Because he literally does, she has to be like, no, a restaurant.
I didn't understand that one over my head.
Because it's weird, and the whole thing is weird. She's
a
like,
sushi
Japanese
restaurant.
Food. Because he's like, oh, you made reservations, and he kind of like goes in to make out with her, and she's like, no, dinner. And he's like, I don't.
He's like, he's all of a sudden is like, his like alarms have gone off.
Right.
Oh, because she opens the door and he's like, you like are like dressed up.
Yeah.
And she's like, I didn't know. He'd never seen me dressed. This is a beautiful dress.
It is.
And
she
he's doing
gorgeous.
This like dumb, maybe this is 1999 and like sushi's just like entering like
and maybe
culture.
Maybe it's a like, terrible toxic masculinity thing. Yes.
But he's like, oh, I don't like the raw. He like is afraid of sushi.
Here's what he does that made me laugh so much because of the writing. So he says he'll have the chicken teriyaki well done. As if, wait, you're going to order chicken medium
That's
rare.
That's what I literally wrote. I was like, ew, you want well done chicken? That's going to be dry and disgusting. chicken doesn't come in multiple
levels. You just make it right.
You just like, douche. Like, I get it if it was like crispy, but like chicken teriyaki is literally just like chicken breast.
And then he tells her he's going to go and get a burger later. Which, fine. At least he's being a decent sport about it. But
I also love the way that
he then tries to sell her cell phone service.
That, I know, it's very strange, but I love the way that Sarah Jessica Parker like plays this scene. She's like ordering the sushi and she's like the way she she'll be like, I want to have the
and then she rattles off like eight.
The like most basic sushi rolls. Yeah. She's like, oh, I can't decide.
Spicy tuna, the salmon roll.
And you're like, but you know what your sushi roll is, unless you're ordering like, I'm going to try this like Acapulco roll. I don't know.
I have a like dragon special I want.
I was like, Carrie.
God, I love sushi.
I love it. I really want to eat it for dinner. It's been so long. Yeah. I think it's the time of night for
sushi. It's there. So she tries to have like a real conversation with him. He tries to sell her his like cell phone service.
She tries flirting. It does not go well.
It's breaking down.
It's breaking down.
It's breaking down. So this clearly isn't going to be successful.
I don't like the way this guy talks. We need to get a quote from him just so we can hear how he talks.
Oh, then she offers to order some sake and he's like, he's down.
Oh, yeah, sure. Hey, sake to me.
A really dumb joke.
Really bad joke. And but then she still goes back and fucks him. I feel like if I went on such a horrible date, I would be like, goodbye, good night, goodbye forever.
At that point, if you'd been having sex with someone and knew it was fun, would you be like, okay, listen, one last hurrah, we're this far.
But I feel like if once I discovered that he was such a horrible dummy, I'm not really into it anymore. I don't think I'd be attracted
to it. It's like that date you went on with a guy you had amazing banter with, and then you met him in person, and he was the worst.
The worst.
Literally the worst person. I think we talked about that on here.
It was the worst date of my entire life.
Yeah, no way you were going to get that D anywhere near your B.
I had never had sex with him before.
Right. But still. So that'll turn you right off.
Ugh. Back to Samantha. Is she smoking a joint? Did she just like light up a joint to
I hope so, but it looks like it's a rolly, like a roll cigarette.
That makes me so disappointed. I love the idea of Samantha just like token up.
Masturbating.
Living her best life. Masturbating to her neighbors having sex.
Well, so she's been doing this. This is literally her only plot line this episode. And this one time, so she's listening to people having sex and she gets a little too loud. So they knock on the wall, I think.
Relished her role as invisible guest vocalist to an unseen band. I just remember, like, I just like picture Carrie, the character, being like,
Yeah, as she types away.
I'm amazing at writing.
Look at these words I can write.
She looks amazing. Kim Cattrall is so hot.
Yes, always.
And so she moans orgasms. Cute bra.
And then realizes she's been too loud. Also, she has the glass of wine next. She really
she's
just
amazing.
Has all of her
she's
vices.
Honestly,
yeah,
killing it. And then she hears like a knock on her head, like on the wall. And she's like, ooh, I'm going to play and knocks back.
Someone heard and I'm knocking back.
So the ladies are going to, Miranda's like,
They're brunching.
Yeah. She's brunching.
Mimosas.
Maybe they filmed that scene first and her hair wasn't the right color.
Or something. Yeah, they must. You're right. It had to have been. Because it's so crazy that she has a hood and this crazy bucket
hat. I just also can't believe
it.
That no one addresses how ridiculous she looks in the bucket
hat. They just
hat.
Accept it. So Charlotte has so many dates scheduled now that she has two in one night. And I'm like, babe, there's a difference between being free and setting yourself up for literal failure.
I like the term double booking.
Yeah, it's cute. It's really what she does. So then... This is a like
no,
weird
like,
Samantha
like,
BS.
Oh my God,
I hate this so much.
You're turning into a man.
Yes.
And then Charlotte's like, how will I ever eat two dinners? And they're like, just kidding.
She's still a woman. Because I was like, Samantha, your whole thing is advocating for Charlotte to go out and do this. And the minute she does, you're like, oh, why are you acting like such a man? And you're
but
like,
I think she likes,
come on.
I mean,
I know she does. It's just like the advocacy of those stereotypes sometimes, especially from Samantha.
Yeah.
You're like, Babe.
Got it together.
Yeah.
So then Miranda's angry man
comes through. She introduces him to her friends. They're like, he's an angry man. And she's like, well, I mean, they know that already. But she's like, yeah, he's about to find out if he's going to get a promotion. And I'm hoping after he does, he'll chill the fuck out. He's going to become a partner at work.
Yeah, which is huge for a lawyer.
Right. Charlotte's like, he's so cute.
In a tightly wound sort of way. And so Miranda gives the lowdown and then they bring him a beer. And Miranda starts like wiping down the glass.
Because the person, you know, sets it down and it gets all fuzzy around it. And they're like, what the fuck are you doing?
And she's like, I don't want him to yell at the waitress. Which is like
I would not spend time with someone who's behavior I had to apologize for. Also, nothing is a bigger red flag than people who are unkind to any kind of service staff. That is like the biggest fucking absolutely not
there
for me.
There is so much Asian cuisine being eaten in this episode. Yes. There is Chinese food.
And they've made less weird racial jokes about it than they usually do.
There's sushi. I don't know. You know.
Yeah.
This guy's not that cute to me.
He's not very cute. I think either of us are a very long-haired type of guy. Mm-hmm. Not in a long hair sometimes, but this guy has that kind of in between, like, yeah, Wolverine-y, like longish. Not it's cute. not the best.
And so Charlotte is on the first date, realizes that she's late for her second date, and Karen's I'm
yeah,
sick.
She does that, like, my throat's so I can't.
I'm sick.
Boo, you whore is basically what they do to her. So she leaves one date.
She's like, I had a great time.
Seems like she was.
And, like, this guy seems like he really likes her and is nice.
He's kind of cute.
Across town.
Samantha's imagining an engagement of her own.
Because she gets a note that was like, hey, come over, say hello. We'd love to take the wall down between us to allegedly have sex. So then
she sees a super worker in her, yeah, probably a super in her building. And she's like, do you know the people next door to me? And he's like, yes.
In his like broken English. And it's like a really offensive scene. And it makes me really, really
with
angry.
A service worker who does not speak English is like ethnically ambiguous.
And Samantha.
Yeah. Literally the seventh time that's
Samantha
happened.
Samantha definitely voted for Trump.
So he says they're very nice. Yeah, honestly. He says they're very nice. And that she's a dancer.
And he's a
business
musician.
So Samantha's like,
a business musician.
A business musician, as they do.
So now Charlotte's on her second date with a guy who's much cuter.
Way cuter and tall. And they run into the first date.
Coming out of her building because he brought her chicken soup. And I'm like, that's sweet, I guess. But like after
he must have really liked her. Yeah, he was like, you didn't take your...
After the first date, he brings her soup.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's a little aggressive.
It is crazy.
And then...
So he sees her on the street kissing man number two. Bad luck. Maybe don't schedule two dates for one night if you don't think you can do that. And then the guys are friends and go get a beer.
But like, why are they being so like fucking touchy about it? Like, I just feel like
Right.
Could do this all the time.
I agree, but I do think there's a line. And then they're like, and Charlotte's never going to do this again. And it's like, okay. In all of these situations, there's an unexplored gray area. I understand it's a TV show and we need plots, but like even if I was like out on my game, I don't even have the social energy to go on one date with someone I don't know, no less two in one night.
My favorite
and
part
the
is
risk of this scary.
Scary. My favorite part of the scene is that they're like, "You gonna come to the West Side?" Yeah, but they're literally standing outside of a BC train station,
never.
Which is on Central Park West.
Oh yeah, that is funny.
They're like going to the
they're
West Side
Central
in
Park
a cab,
West.
And they're on Central Park West.
That is ridiculous. I thought you meant so she. Samantha puts
so
on like the
sassy.
Sexiest, craziest outfit.
She's like thigh high.
She runs next door.
To be a middle-aged Eastern European couple.
Yes. He played in a polka band. She was a dancer once upon a time. So they're older and they're, of course, not at all what she expected. And so they're like, yes. And she says, decked out in her full lingerie.
20 minutes.
There it is. And she
and
runs
her,
home.
With her perfect abs. And then moves her bed to the other side of the wall.
Which is really funny.
Which like, why take your heels off?
Yeah, take your 6-inch heels off first. So he makes... Miranda's guy makes partner.
I think his name is Kevin.
Maybe. Don't care. We'll never see him again. She toasts him and he immediately starts complaining about it. He's like, well, I'm basically making the same amount, but now it's 60-hour weeks. And she's like, can we just celebrate? And it's like, why have you indulged this guy for this long?
I don't know, because he's getting Ben.
I guess. And so he's like, you live in Never Neverland, don't you?
He keeps bringing up Never Neverland. Like when.
Yeah.
It's weird.
It's like he belittles her. And so he says it to her and she smiles and toasts him. And it's like, yeah, fucking get out. I like the champagne. The bread is fabulous. Oh, my God. Look at these flowers. And he says,
don't
piss
me
off. Like, what a fucking asshole.
That's like so fucking scary.
Yeah.
And
really
like,
scary.
Bye.
That's when you're waiting for the line for like the. Are you just an angry man? Or are you a potentially angry, violent man?
Yeah.
And she leaves him.
And she walks with such a pep in her step.
She broke her pattern. In a way she never expected.
Oh, because she's used to, her pattern is that men get angry. And only to run into Skipper Baby.
Someone who is about to somehow be a part of her pattern, surprisingly. He's like, fuck off. Don't
He's
tell
just
me
like
what
a
to do.
Fucking
yeah.
Disgusting.
Track slob. I don't know. She's like, how are you? And he is like, you've got a lot of nerve talking to me after what happened. And you sent me on this whole string of all these women just doing the same thing to me. So Miranda is deeply attracted to him because this is what she is into.
She likes anger.
And she's like skipping after him, basically trying to catch up on the street. And
that's the thing about patterns. They don't just break because you tell them to.
And he runs in to catch a light
that
she doesn't catch.
Out?
Yeah, she says, have you been working out? Even Skipper, which maybe it's warranted because Miranda really left him in the cold, but turns into a little bitch ass when one of the women does something he doesn't like. He's just like all the other men who turn into
really
a like.
He got really hurt and she was not nice to
no,
him.
No, she wasn't. You're very right. You're very right.
She
left him in the middle of sex, basically. No, he broke up with his girlfriend in the middle of them having sex. God, that's
crazy. And then she was like, why'd you do that? Bye.
Well, because that is crazy. And I probably would have left also if someone had been.
Yeah, but no.
Penetrating me and called someone.
I'm Team Skipper.
I am also Team Skipper, but that was a bizarre move.
Sure. Okay, so Carrie goes on another. I wouldn't go on another date. He sucks.
Well, it's weird that this guy is going on a date with her because he's like. They clearly just want different things. And like, Carrie, you're trying to get something out of him you aren't going to get.
And she's like, I don't think I'm going to invite you up. And he's like, I have to get up early anyway.
I'll call you. She says, good night. And then as they walk away from each other, she's like, I knew it was the last time we'd ever see each other, which it's New York, baby. You'll probably run into him.
Maybe.
You said you're old friends, so you've got to have mutuals.
And then she's thrown right back in her old pattern.
I guess that's something that really is different about 2017 is that if you've ever run in a circle with someone, you like know you're going to see them online in some form or capacity. Mm-hmm. Whereas like maybe in 99 and you walked away from someone, it was really like, this is probably the last time I'll ever see you.
Goodbye forever. I love a good
goodbye.
Goodbye forever.
Goodbye, Fev.
Be Fev.
Be Fev. And that's that. A weird episode where nothing really happens. To any of them.
Nope. We learn a little bit more about them. That's about it.
And we have some sweet friendship moments, them working out, them like calling each other out on their patterns. But otherwise it kind of feels like a filler episode, you know?
Yeah.
A little Botox it's injection.
And Darren Starr wrote this one, I think.
Yeah. Who did you relate to?
I mean, I related to
I just got a text from my sister. It says, well, in other news, I just walked by the Olsen twins.
Cool.
Huge sunglasses, slacks sagging over their flats, dirty hair. So chic. That's a look.
I mean, Carrie, probably.
Yeah.
But like, no. Mm-mm. I don't think any of them.
No. And I really don't feel like I have an identifiable pattern in a lot of ways.
I think we're maybe just too young for that.
I think you're right.
I think this is a generation.
Don't have a breadth of experience.
A 10 years thing. Like dating. Also, yes. 20, like dating for us is very different than dating for them. Like me asking out a date on a guy is me like going on Bumble.
Right.
You know, like Charlotte asked a guy out from her yoga class.
Yeah, which is crazy.
Which like.
Good for her.
Good for her.
She has her fucking moments.
I wish I didn't look like a small potato after I finished a workout class.
But an extremely healthy potato.
I'm a thriving potato, but I'm pink. And
I'm a thriving potato, quote Brooke Weissman.
Yeah.
Thriving pink potato.
I'm a thriving pink potato. I would write that cartoon. I'd watch that about a happy pink potato.
Sounds great.
Oh. It's cool to be a fry, but I want to be a tot.
Hey.
That's like, oh my God, what if that was like what you potatoes went to school for?
Oh yeah.
Like the
That's like the start of the B movie.
The
when
Jewish.
They have like four.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Days and they learn they have to pick a career basically for the rest of their whole lives as they go through the like training program.
A Jewish potato would grow up to be a latke.
Mm, yeah. Or maybe it would rebel. I don't know.
I know.
And be like a fucking potato gratin in some Catholic house.
Or like a pot pie potato. That's a good potato.
Waffle fry.
I think I'd be a curly fry.
You would be a curly fry.
Are you? What are you?
I don't know what I would be.
I feel like you're like a good old-fashioned, like, hearty baked potato. Like
really?
A loaded baked potato.
Oh, I don't know. That's funny. I'll take it, but
we resonate,
I think
right,
I'm something simpler.
Right now we resonate. Well, that's one, like a simple baked potato. Or a simple.
You said loaded. That's not simple,
but, like,
girlfriend.
Loaded with, like, sour cream and, like, cheese.
I do like a sour cream and cheese. Not like, I think I would be, like, poutine then or something.
Ooh, I'm into poutine.
I might be poutine.
We, so the moral of this is that we resonate more with potatoes than we do this characters. Episode, but I do think that
yeah, I don't know who I resonate with.
It's very ploppable.
I don't know who I resonate with. I don't resonate with Samantha. I don't resonate with Miranda because I just would never stick it out with someone in real life I didn't like that much. I have hooked up with people who I wouldn't want to spend time with, but that's different. She like fully dates this guy. Carrie, I got a little bit. My Carrie, relationship like, now like didn't start as a like let's be dating. It was like.
Yeah, but she's.
Hook up that turned
I resonate with Carrie in that I'm like
very
experiencing
quickly, it was like,
fuck.
Oh, we are
fuck buddy culture, but I yeah. don't. I don't think I'm like.
I've certainly never tried to turn a fuck buddy into a.
Well,
date.
I've never had a fuck buddy before.
You have one right now.
That's what I mean.
Oh.
So I haven't.
That's the thing, too. I don't think I've ever really had. This is maybe what I was trying to say at the beginning when I was like, this is weird for me because it's kind of just what my college culture was. Because mm-hmm. I never thought of this as like, I have a fuck buddy. But there were like random people who I'd sometimes hook up with multiple times over long periods. But I was never like, oh, yes, this is my fuck buddy. It was just because I never had something steady. Everything else in comparison seemed like.
No, I think a fuck buddy implies that it's a person who you hook up with not often, but.
Consistently on more, some level, yeah.
More than once, and that your relationship is, like, friendly, but on majority.
Okay, so I had probably one or two of those technically at school.
Great. Love it. I think very ploppable.
Very ploppable. Not very relatable personally, but very ploppable.
Very ploppable. I think very, I think ploppable in terms of, like, content. I don't mm-hmm. think. So like 20 years ploppable, but 10 years younger, not so ploppable.
No, I agree. And I think that's maybe like the thing that's becoming clearer as we watch these storylines is we just don't have a breadth of experience in the same way to like inform
yeah
all of this, which makes sense.
Yeah. But it's still like, imagine mm-hmm. like watching this at our age in New York mm-hmm. for the first time mm-hmm. being like, okay, well, I'm going to do what Charlotte did.
Yeah.
You know?
Or even just like, okay, I'm going to masturbate because I've never done that. And it's a thing they do.
You guys, that's a great thing.
Do it if you never have, if by some chance. Just investigate. Highly recommend.
Just play around.
Also, it makes sex better when you know your body. All of this is growing and changing. It's only going to get better. I know that. But okay. I feel like if you don't, you're not set up to like be your best advocate in the bed sheets.
It's all about advocacy in the bed sheets.
Honestly.
What time is it?
Time to go, probably.
Oh, yeah. Let's call her.
Should we call her?
Hello?
Hello. It's me asking you where I can find you on social media.
Who, me?
Yes, you.
You can find me.
No, sorry. The other person in this room.
You can find me on Twitter. At Brooke_Wiseman. And you can also find me on Instagram at Brooke_Wiseman_.
Amen.
If you want to follow a very sad journey through an apartment hunt.
Stay tuned next week to see if Brooke will have an apartment. Oh, a different apartment.
Any
will she
apartment?
Be robbable again? Who knows?
No. Now that the boys are here, they're robbable.
They'll take all that money.
Social media, ma'am.
Yeah.
How may I find you?
I'm hesitant to respond to that because I know it's just going to stick forever if I accept it.
Social media, ma'am?
Yeah.
Oh, it's not going anywhere.
Oh, I know. I know. We can find me at Twitter.
Uh-huh. Tell me
just
more.
Just go look and you'll find me.
if you just search Twitter,
Google
Bridget.
Twitter, and Bridget. That's me. The little blue bird.
That's
with
Bridget.
The, yeah. Any of the eggs are my children. We my are Twitter. All God, Bridget's... I'm getting loopy.
Did
aren't
you guys
I?
Know that Bridget is the Tom of Twitter?
What?
Like on MySpace.
Oh yeah, that's me. That's Jack, isn't it, for Twitter? At Jack, I'm pretty sure is his handle. Which, like, what a badass fucking. I'm looking up right now.
Okay, but how can
you can find me not at Jack, but at, I almost fucked it up again. Miss Burt Macklin. Mrs. Burt Macklin. Jesus Christ. Anyone still listening, you get so many points. You can find me on
Instagram
at Bridget M37. And collectively we are at
Splat Podcast. www.splatpodcast.com.
And on Facebook at Splat the Podcast.
And on Gmail at splatpodcast@gmail.com.
That's our roster. And I almost just hit the button and Brooke literally intercepted me.
Do not forget to rate, review, subscribe.
Please. Also, we have a ton of subscribers on the Acast app now, which is super exciting. That's please really keep doing cool. that. I know. It's so fun. Please keep doing it. Stay tuned. We love you.
I hope I find somewhere to live.
Yeah.